Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1, happy Tuesday, just after 3 o'clock. And time for our weekly chat with the folks at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren. And joining us is the Executive Director, Mara Whitman. Hi, Mara, how are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing well today.
Well, November is fast approaching, and there are some deadlines in place that kick in this coming Thursday, November 1st.
Well, the biggest thing we have going on right now is our deadline, I suppose. We have a deadline on Thursday, so I have lots of people calling me related to their projects. This is a deadline that is for school districts and for our arts organizations in the area, cities. All kinds of people are interested in receiving funding, so okay. They're talking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the main grants that we have right now are our large grant, which is our Arts Legacy Grant. That has a deadline November 1st, which is a postmark in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a $10,000 grant that has a 10% cash match. And then we also have our Arts Project Grants, so many different community theater groups and different festivals and things that have been happening for years and years and years look to our Arts Project Grant for support, and that's a $3,000 grant, up to $3,000 with a 10% cash match again.
Okay.
So there's lots of activity going on, I guess, that's gearing up for this coming calendar year. Everyone's applying for, you know, starting in January and going through the calendar year. Schools can apply a couple of different ways. So school districts are able to apply in our Artists in the Schools grant, which does have a deadline on Thursday, and that's up to $3,000 with a 10% match. And they can also apply for a program if they haven't yet, first come, first served, for legacy funds. And those funds are up to $2,100 to fund in a residency artist that's part of a roster. So we've had lots of great experiences in our region, and I can talk with coordinators or people at the school districts and teachers about those residencies that have been really successful in schools in our region in music, literary arts, visual arts, some fine craft, photography, film. There's just many different artists that have gone through a juried process and are available to bring to your school district.
It's safe to say this is crunch time for you and for folks who apply.
It is. It's yeah. Just a couple of days away. So it really, only if they have a really good idea and can devote the time in the next couple of days can they get an application in. So somewhat, I'm telling people that they don't have to worry so much because we will receive, we'll have funds available and reserve funds for the February 1st deadline also. So they might want to take a few more months and get all their ducks in a row.
All right, yeah, take a deep breath and relax, right? Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you, too, now, is the community-sponsored and supported art program still in place?
It is, and we're still looking for more patrons to come forward. We have some shares that we can still sell, so it would be fun. I can explain that program for your listeners.
Okay.
What we have is we've contracted with 9 artists in our area who do a variety of visual art. So some are printmakers, some are there's a jeweler, a glass artist, some photographers, to do pieces of art in a kind of a series for 50 patrons to be able to purchase. So the patrons would buy, it's $300 to receive those 9 pieces of art plus some artistic goodies in the box too. And we're going to have 2 receptions. We have another reception coming up in November, and that will be, I think it's going to be on a Sunday. We're still setting the date, but most likely the 18th.
Okay.
And people will come that are part of the program to that reception, and they'll receive 6 pieces of art and meet the first 6 artists. And then after the in February, the last 3 artists will complete their 3 pieces, and we'll have a second gathering of artists and patrons, and they'll receive art at that second gathering too, through 3 more pieces. So
very good. And a traveling art show is still underway, brings artwork by 7 regional artists to 10 local libraries in Northwest Minnesota. That exhibit now is underway in Climax, Minnesota, at the Climax Public Library. That'll be there till November 6th. There'll be an ADA now from November 8th until November 27th. And they'll wrap up their tour in Warren at the public library there from November 29th until December 18th. And again, if you would, Mara, let listeners know what kind of an area you cover as far as servicing the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
We have the seven counties here in Northwest, so it covers Kitson and Roseau, and then Marshall, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Norman counties.
All right, for more information about the deadlines, again, that is fast approaching, the services and support provided by the Arts Council, you can give them a call, give Mara a jingle at her Warren office. The number there is area code 218-745-9111. That's 218-745-9111. And Mara, what is your website address for more information about the Arts Council?
www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org.
Very good. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too,
Ron. All right. That's Mara Whitman, Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, as we chat every Tuesday just after 3 o'clock, right here on Pioneer 90.1.